Good morning, my friends. In our last time together, we talked about spiritual malware, which operates as the resistance to the flow of the spirit. And I hope you've been practicing running your malware scan over your heart and mind whenever possible, not to judge or hate or condemn yourself, but just to see the problem and begin to install a new practice to name and release it. This is important. And today I want to offer you another suggestion for how to clear those obstacles of malware, at least in the present moment. And over time, those moments will begin to flow together into life-giving moments. And this is the practice of prayer and thanksgiving that, almost like magic or miracle, with repetition will open the flow of our heart and our minds. Gratitude and prayer, practiced regularly in words, either written or said inside or said aloud, I guarantee you, will expand your sense of peace and begin to release any worry that you carry about scarcity and harm. Prayer and gratitude are the opposite of worrying. Instead, deliberately choosing a state of abundance or thanksgiving, gratitude, over a state of any entitlement, blaming, or complaining, all of which come from a sense of scarcity. So let us sit for our practice today. Sitting in your familiar position. And if you feel it, experiencing the thankfulness or the abundance of these meditations that greet you every day, right now. And turn your awareness to your breathing, to the support of your body in all the ways that it is supported, and rearrange any part of you that is uncomfortable as you breathe into that space to expand it and open it. Open the flow in your body and be sure that it feels supported. And then turn your awareness to your breathing. For those of you who pray to your own concept of the God of your understanding, bring that God of your understanding and the feeling of that to mind right now as you breathe. For those of you who do not have this God of an understanding, simply bring to mind and heart the feeling of gratitude for something that really caught you off guard in the recent past and gave you a good spark of joy. Gratitude is prayer, even if you don't name the one, anything, to whom you are praying. It is prayer for the generosity of the universe. And by praying this way, we are standing guard against darkness, stinginess, and ingratitude. In the Christian scripture, Paul says, "Do not worry. Ask with thanksgiving, and let this peace, which is much larger than your understanding, guard your mind and your heart." That's a lot in a few sentences. Breathe. As you let these words echo in your being, do not worry. Ask with thanksgiving, and let this peace, which is much larger than understanding, guard your heart and your mind. Thich Nhat Hanh would say that mindfulness itself is a prayer practice of being in and with and connected with the goodness in all of the world that surrounds us. Allow your minds to follow this prayer A Thanksgiving Prayer by Rabbi Naomi Levy, said upon awakening and greeting the day. For the laughter of the children, for my own life breath, for the abundance of food on this table, and the abundance of things that nurture me in my life, for the roof over my head, for the clothes on our backs, for our health and our wealth of blessings, for the freedom to pray these words of gratitude without fear, in any language, in any faith, in this world that we've been given, whose landscape is as vast and beautiful as her inhabitants. Thank you, God, for giving us all of these. Amen. And a last idea for practicing prayerful gratitude is one from Thich Nhat Hanh, which is said before all meals in Plum Village. It goes like this. This food is a gift of the earth, the sky, numerous living beings, and much hard and loving work. May I eat with mindfulness and gratitude so as to be worthy to receive this food. May we recognize and transform what we have been calling spiritual malware, that's my addition, especially our greed, and learn to eat with moderation. May we keep our compassion alive by eating in such a way that reduces the suffering of all living beings and preserves our precious planet. We accept this food so that we may nurture our community and our ideal of serving all living beings. Different kinds of gratitude expressed in different forms. So now allow your mind to choose an area of your life for which you feel tremendous gratitude every day. It may be your breath or the food that nourishes you. It may be the freedom from worry the contemplation and prayer can bring to you. It may be the eyes that see the sunshine or the rain or the clouds, or the nose that smells the bread that everybody seems to be making during this pandemic, or the two rabbits who look like they were actually talking to each other as you took a walk this morning on a path where you don't usually see such things. Bring to mind one simple gratitude. And begin to breathe with your own prayer mantra, addressed to that greater power of our Creator, to God, or to the nurturing energy of the entire universe. Thank you. Using your chosen name, with each in-breath and out-breath, till the end of this meditation. It's the act of gratitude that changes us in prayer, not so much the significance of anything for which we are grateful. Prayer changes us to recognize the abundance and be grateful. My Creator, I thank you for the very breath of life that wakes me up each morning and carries me effortlessly through each day. As we come to the close, let's take one full breath, expanding your chest and going all the way up, expanding all of those feelings of prayerful gratitude that have arisen inside of you in this practice, holding that breath for a few seconds and releasing it slowly as you gently open your eyes. So go out and be prayerful today in your mindfulness. Namaste. Amen.